This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Happy Human Club. I'm Soph Mosca. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm so glad that you guys are back listening. If you are returning, if you're a new listener, thanks for finally joining in. I feel like maybe I don't promote my podcast as much as I should, but part of me is like, it's kind of my little secret. Like, I feel like I share the most on here out of any platform. And so the thought of like more and more people listening, I'm like, maybe not. But hi, you guys. We are back in our normal, I was going to say vlogging, but normal podcast routine, which is super exciting because I mentioned in last week's episode, but during Vlogmas, I took like a little hiatus and just focused on Vlogmas. Then I took like a two-ish week break off of most things online, and then now we're back full swing. I actually can't fathom the fact that it's already January 18th. Like, that is so wild to me. And just this whole past year went by so quick. Like, this time last year does not feel like a year ago. Like, it's actually blowing my mind. I can't think about it too much because it's really like getting to me. I'm like, how has it been a year? And I feel like when you're a kid, time goes by so slow. And, you know, like you're counting down the days to like your next break in school or like until summer, and things just go by so slow. And then you would always hear like adults be like, oh my God, the time's flying. And at least I would always be like, is it? Because I have been like waiting so long for it to be this day. Like, it feels like it's taking an eternity. But I really do feel like the older you get, the faster time seems like it goes. And I saw something about the reason we feel that way is because of like our perception of time, or something about like, because we've lived more, we are able to like I saw something about it, how like there's a reason why the older you get, the faster time goes. And it's because like your perception of time changes as you like live more, like more time. I don't know. I'm not a, who would deal with that? A scientist? Who deals with time? I don't want to talk about it. Time, space, like, I can't do any, like anything physics related, I can't do. Don't talk about space around me, I can't do it. Don't talk about death around me, I can't do it. Like, things that I can't comprehend, I can't. Like, literally get them away from me. They stress me out. And I feel like time is one of them. Especially because then you can get to the argument of, well, is time like something that humans have created? And it's not, and it's just like, I can't. It's too much. Anywho, we are not talking about that today. Far from it, actually. We are much more shallow here on this podcast, at least today. But before we jump into today's episode, I just want to plug my social media. So you guys can find me at Soph Mosca on every social media platform besides Snapchat. It's SOPHERRR. Lots of fun content coming over the next few months, I think. I mean, I think that the content has been really fun, especially on YouTube with my whole moving and whatever. But New York Fashion Week, the like February New York Fashion Week is already coming up, which is crazy. And then I just have like a lot of things, a lot of travel, not planned, like flights aren't booked or anything like that, but a lot of like plans to get flights many times throughout the year. And I think you guys are going to really enjoy, and then just continuing settling into my new place and everything. And I do feel like I'm not gonna lie, I've been in a funk this past week. I wanna chalk it up to I am due for my period probably in like a week or so. And most months I get some like pretty severe depression symptoms right before my period. Like kind of debilitating, honestly. Like it's pretty bad. But I do believe that a lot of it has to do with my period coming. But overall, I feel like I've had a good year so far. Like, I feel like I'm off to a good start in a new space. And I feel like I am on the right track. I like how things have been going in my career. And I have some very exciting things with my career coming up. And, like, I see, I mentioned before, I think, actually, in my last episode. But last year was definitely, like, my uncomfortable year. And I think it sort of set me up to have a really good year this year, but things don't just like change overnight. Like just because 2023 ended doesn't mean like my discomfort did, but I do foresee like as the year goes on, things just getting better and better. But I hope you guys are also having a good start to the new year. I hope if it is going by quick for you guys, it's not a bad quick. Like I hope you're okay with how quick it's going. Cause I don't know, I'm like okay with how quick it's going. I just like can't believe it. But yeah, hope you guys are having a good start to your new year. Don't be hard on yourselves if you haven't like done your New Year's goals like you wanted to, or New Year's resolutions, whatever. Or if they're like not going the way that you planned, you can always start again. Like I know that the beginning of the year is like a really big time to set goals for yourself and all that, but you can do that any time of the year. You can always reset any time of the year. So don't be too hard on yourself if if the new year isn't going how you wanted it to go. That is totally okay. You're a human. We're all human. And honestly, same. Like, my resolutions aren't going exactly as planned, and that is totally fine. But anyways, yeah, I feel like I kind of already touched on this, but I am feeling new settled in my new place. There was a few just like random blimps after I moved in, like the dishwasher had to be fixed, and there's like a light that had to be fixed, just like random stuff, but all that's resolved, and it feels good to be like officially moved in. The only thing that I'm waiting for is I ordered a daybed for my guest room and a chair for my like little seating area up at the top of my stairs. So waiting for those to come in, they should take probably about a month or so. But besides that, I'm totally unpacked. I don't know if I was last episode, but I think I was mostly totally unpacked, and it feels really good to be in my new routine. And I really like this space for myself. I just feel really light and at peace here, and I really like the area I'm in. Everything is great. Also, I'm like fighting with, like, I don't know why I decided to do this podcast right now, because the sun's gonna set soon. So if the lighting changes, if you're watching this on video, please ignore.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But yeah, anyways, also before we jump into the meat of this podcast, I am making a chicken taco crock pot soup tonight, and it's like done. It's just on like warm or whatever in the crock pot right now, and my whole house smells so good, you guys. I cannot wait to eat it. I'll go ahead and link it in the show notes because I'm not vlogging or anything today, so like you won't have anywhere where you can go and like find the recipe I made, but I did try the broth and it's really good. So excited to eat that. Crockpot recipes are the best, you guys, because it makes so much food, but like, I don't know how they do it, but it just makes food spread really far. I don't know, because it's like not that, like you usually just put like a couple ingredients, but then it's meals for like literally an entire week. Like it's actually kind of crazy. It's also the only, like crockpots are the only way nowadays that I will cook a breast of chicken. I will cook like ground chicken or, I don't really cook chicken. I'll do chicken sausage that are already cooked. But if I'm making chicken, like raw chicken, it's going in my crock pot because it's the only way that doesn't creep me out. Like I don't know. I trust it and it always is the best way. Because if you're anything like me, you're a chicken overcooker because you're so scared that it's raw. Even I have a meat thermometer, but I'm still going to overcook my chicken just to be safe, like intentionally. And on the crock pot, I feel like I don't have to do that because it's cooking for hours and hours and it's so juicy and so good. Because when I don't put it in the crock pot, I overcook it. It's so dry and it's like not even good. So highly recommend getting a crock pot. They're like actually pretty affordable too, I feel like, compared to other kitchen appliances. So, love a crock pot recipe. But anyways, today we are going to be talking about my ins and outs for 2024. I feel like I'm a little bit late to the party here because I feel like on TikTok, a lot of people were doing this like at the end of the year or like right at the beginning of the year. But I thought this would be fun because I know last year, I don't think I did ins and outs for the year. I think I just did like fashion trends I love and hate or something like that. Maybe it was ins and outs of the year, but I really liked that episode. Did I say video? I don't know. I'm scatterbrained right now, but I just really like these videos. They're kind of fun. I guess we're doing a podcast. I'm recording myself, so I keep saying video, but whatever. Anyways, let's just hop into it. No more explaining. No need. We will start with my list of ins. No particular order. It's also like the most random things ever, but okay. My very first in for 2024 are daily walks. I feel like I have beaten this one into your brain at this point, but walking has seriously like transformed my life. As like annoying as that sounds, it has been the like smallest change I've made that has made such an enormous difference. And it's such a simple yet like important movement for our brain and for our body. And it just feels so good. Like the mental clarity I get from walking is insane. I cannot stop preaching about daily walks. Like they don't have to be long. You can even do just like a 10-minute walk. And I know like when you live in really cold climates, it's like a lot harder because even when I was at my parents' house, I was walking most days outside and it was only like a 30-minute or 20-ish minute walk, but it was just like not as enjoyable, you know, as the walks are around here. And then kind of the same though, like if you live in a warmer climate in the summertime, it's the same. It's like not that fun when it's like really hot. But if you can find a good time of day that you like to walk or that, you know, it isn't too hot or too cold, try it. Or if you're someone that is okay with like walking inside, like you can get a treadmill or walking pad or whatever. Not get a treadmill. Go to the gym that has a treadmill or something and just get a walk in there. But for me, it's like less of walking and more of like being outside. So I don't think inside walks would really do it for me as much. But if it's the only thing accessible to you, like I feel like anything's better than nothing, you know? But daily walks is 100% an in for 2024. Another in for 2024 is Americanos, which I actually have a cup right here. I just finished it. I went to Community Goods. If you guys ever go to LA, Community Goods is, I mean, it's super well known. You can't go on a busy day because the line's insane. But if you can go on like a weekday, middle of the day, it's not that busy. And I think I don't know why they're so, so famous, but I know that like the Biebers really like it. So I don't know if like that's what really picked them up, but don't hate me if I'm like supposed to know why they're super well known. I think it's because the Biebers like their coffee a lot, whatever. Their coffee's great. I've gotten a latte from them. I've gotten cold brew from them. And now I've gotten an Americano from them. All have been fantastic. Apparently their matchas are really good. Word around town is their matchas like some of the best in LA, but Americanos are truly so good. Okay, let me educate you a little bit. Fun fact, I used to be a barista. That was the last job I had before I started doing social media full time. Which I should talk about, like, all the jobs I've had, because I've actually had my fair share of jobs. I started working part-time jobs when I was 15, and then I worked them all the way up until TikTok began being a source of income for me in, like, 2019, 2020. So I've worked a lot of jobs. But anyways, so Americanos are espresso and water. And traditionally they're hot. So it would be espresso and hot water. And then you can add like milk if you want to it. And then you can also get them iced and it's espresso and cold water. At least that's how we did it at the coffee shop I worked at. I don't know. And that's how I make them myself when I make them at home. But yeah, so you can get them hot or ice. It just depends. Like, you can do however you want. I switch it up. It really depends on my mood. But it is such a classic misunderstood coffee order. I swear. Like, it really is just a magical cup of coffee. And I feel like it's just, like, forgotten. But it's, like, a little bit milder, more mild, than a, like, purebred hot cuppa, like cup of coffee. It's not quite as like potent as that, but it's definitely lighter than a latte because it's not like, basically in a latte, it's a bunch of milk with a little bit of espresso. With an Americano, it's a bunch of water with a little bit of espresso, and then you can add in like a little bit of milk. So it's like not as heavy as a latte, which is like a lot of milk. And it's one of those drinks where, at least me personally, like, you don't really need much milk or sugar, if any at all, because it's just like a very smooth, it's like a non-offensive coffee. Like, it's one of those coffees where you could add in, you know, your milk, your sweetener, whatever you want, but also you can drink it black, and it's like not as like intense as a black cold brew or a black cup of coffee. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just super smooth, super delicious, and simple, and in my opinion, very overlooked. It's also so easy to make at home if you have any sort of machine that makes espresso. Like, I know that you can do it on an espresso, you can do it in a Keurig. Keurig has like Keurig espresso cups, or I have the Smeg automatic espresso machine. There's so many options of how you can get espresso. I'm sure you could also do like instant espresso. I'm not sure how good that would be, but that's also an option. But it's a staple at every coffee shop. Like, if they have espresso, they're gonna be able to make Americanos, because all they'll need in addition to the espresso is water. So it's like one of those things that's like kind of a go-to. It's kind of hard to mess up. So if I'm going to a coffee shop that I'm like unsure about or whatever, and like I'm like, oh, I don't know if the cold brew would be too good, and I don't know if the latte would be too milky, I just will go with an Americano. And truly, it's honestly one of my go-to orders at the moment. I really like doing an Americano with a splash of oat milk and cinnamon. I love putting cinnamon in my hot coffee and iced, honestly, but my favorite. So Americanos are an in for 2024. Next in for 2024 are slippers. And gone are the days of cold feet in the house. House slippers are actually so a game changer. I hopped on this bandwagon last year. Like, I know they're not like new and revolutionary, but I finally joined the house slipper gang last year. And I don't know about you guys, but like my feet would start to like hurt or kind of ache if I were like walking around my house barefoot a lot, or even just in socks with like the hard floors and the cold floors. It's just like the hard, like, I don't know. It's just like my feet would just kind of like, they just kind of hurt, you know, the cold, hard ground. And my whole life, I just have cold feet. Like, my feet are always cold. I feel like they could always be toastier. And slippers are just so comfy. They're so warm. Like, literally, what is not to love about them? Like, I can't think of a reason why you wouldn't want slippers. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like there's so many pros, but there's no cons. Unless you have really sweaty feet, then I could be like, okay, fair. But for the most people, I feel like, you know, you would really appreciate some slippers. And also, my socks don't get dirty. Like, really, it's a perfect situation overall. And like, nothing wrong with dirty socks, but personally, like, I like my white socks to be white. Like, I don't know, I get like embarrassed if the bottom of my socks are dirty. And actually, can I stem this back to childhood really quick? I think I know why that's the case, because I grew up in a house where if you wore white socks, they would get very dirty on the floors. Not sending any hate. I'm just being very realistic. Like, the floors were not mopped well at all, actually. I'm not hating on my parents. They did the best they could. It was their first time parenting too. But yeah, anyways, very dirty floors. And the socks would always be dirty. And so I think that starts at childhood because I would be like embarrassed. I don't know. Anyways, we're getting deep about socks for absolutely no reason. I just don't like my socks to get dirty. And so slippers prevent that. I get so many questions about the slippers I wear because I'm literally wearing them all the time in like vlogs, in pictures, whatever. I have the Brunch slippers, the brand Brunch. I'll link them in the show notes as well or the description if you're watching on YouTube. They're my favorite. Yeah, literally the best slippers ever. My next in for 2024 is fruit dessert bowls. So lately I've been on such a huge fruit kick. And it's kind of out of the blue. Like, I feel like I usually get on fruit kicks like in the summertime. So I don't really know what's going on. I've just been craving fruit like a madman. But it led me to discover my latest food obsession, which is dessert fruit bowls is what I'm calling them. So basically you just take whatever fruit you have. You can do multiple types of fruit or just one type, whatever you want. And you put it in a bowl and you add either like a yogurt of your choice or whipped cream, or honestly, you could do both on top. And then you put like a little bit of chocolate on the side or in the bowl and boom, you have the most delicious, but like super simple bowl that is really yummy and you can have for dessert. And it's just, I mean, you could have whenever, but it's just, I love having it for dessert. And I feel like if you like Nutella, that would be really good on top, or you could add like peanut butter or some nuts or granola, maybe even, I mean, then it would essentially just be like a yogurt parfait, right? If you're using yogurt. But anyways, I've been loving to do clementines. I've been like obsessed with clementines recently. I think they might be in season. I don't know. Clementines and strawberries with the brand Coco June. Their strawberry unsweetened yogurt. That yogurt tastes like a strawberry banana smoothie and it's unsweetened. It's actually insane. It's so good. But clementines and strawberries with that yogurt and then the brand HU, salty dark chocolate. Literally my favorite thing in the world. It is so good. I crave it every single day and it's so good. And as a diabetic, it's a great dessert because it's not harsh on the blood sugar. So yeah, love it. Such a good nightcap. Would honestly be really good breakfast even, or snack, lunch, literally anything, any time of day, but I always crave it at nighttime. So that's like my favorite in for 2024 for sure. My very last in for 2024 is butter. Literally butter. I don't know. Butter is just, in my opinion, like the greatest gift on earth. And I just cannot argue with that statement. Like I kind of don't want to hear your point of view if you don't agree with me, because it just makes everything better. Like, it's so cozy. It's so comforting. Literally shut up. There are so many worse things that you could put in your body or be doing for your body than eating butter. Like, butter is not going to kill you. And I just love putting butter on my toast in the morning. And I love cooking my eggs with butter. And it makes for the most comforting breakfast ever. It tastes like childhood. And I'm sorry, but cooking eggs in butter is the only acceptable way to cook eggs in 2024. I used to do the whole oil, cooking eggs in oil. It's not the same. And you know, like, I'm literally, you know, butter is good. And if you're telling yourself it's not, you're lying because of stupid health and beauty things that have bopped around. You can eat butter, like, you'll be fine. Don't eat like a stick a day, but like, you can most definitely be putting butter on your food, because you should, because it's so good. It is so good. And it's an in for sure for 2024. Now moving to my outs for 2024. The very first one is drinking. And I feel like maybe this is a hot take, I don't know. But also, like, I just don't, like, okay, I don't foresee myself not drinking at all in 2024. However, I really want to stop drinking just because I feel like I have to. Like, for example, maybe at like a work event, or just because like people I'm hanging out with are drinking. Like, I don't know. I think maybe this is me aging a bit. Not that I'm like old, but like just getting a little bit older. I'm gonna be turning 25 this year, but even the smallest little bit of alcohol actually makes me feel like trash for days, like literal days afterwards. And like I could get down with like a glass of wine at dinner once in a while, or like a marg once in a blue moon for like a special occasion. But I haven't drank since New Year's, even like as of now, because I wrote this a few days ago. So like even now I haven't drank since New Year's, and I've had like plenty of opportunities to do so. Like, it's just not my vibe right now. My thing recently is like, I've been like, I went to a party the other day and everyone was drinking. I mean, it was like chill for sure, but like everyone was drinking, having a drink or two. And I just brought a seltzer water with me, and I was just drinking that, you know, you're holding the can, like you're still involved, but it's seltzer water. Like, and I felt great. I was so happy with my decision. Yeah, like you could even bring an Olipop or like poppy soda, whatever you guys like to drink, like a non-alcoholic thing, like bring that with you to whatever function and drink it as if it's alcohol, you know? But again, like I'm definitely not like not gonna drink this year, but there was just like a lot of times, specifically maybe like work events, where like they're passing around champagne, or like you go to an event, you don't really know anyone, and to like pass the time and not be so awkward, you would like go to the bar and like order a drink. But it's like I didn't even want the drink, and like I was just sort of like doing it because like I felt awkward and didn't know what else to do. Or even like if I was like like not feeling super social, I would like have a drink, and I don't really like that I was relying on it. Not relying on it, but I don't personally like that I was using it to like make myself social. I don't know. Just with family history, like I don't even want to approach the door of where it could ever become any sort of issue. So I just am like, I don't want it right now. I have no desire for it right now. Besides maybe like if I went to a nice dinner, I'd get like a glass of wine. But yeah, just not my vibe right now. So as of right now, drinking is my out for 2024. Another out is letting the uncontrollable have control. And I don't know, there's just like so many situations in your life that you can't control. You know, it could be like friends being shitty or trouble finding a job. I know a lot of my friends who are like fresh out of college trying to find like a 9-to-5 job, they're like, it's like impossible right now. Or like feeling lost in general, just like in life, things going wrong in like your house, like a maintenance issue or something. Or maybe like, this is like relevant, I feel like, because was it Charleston that just had a bunch of flooding? Like maybe your apartment or house flooded, or you grab a carton of eggs and, you know, you get home and they're all cracked. Whatever it may be, all of these things, like, and so many other things, those are just some random examples, they can happen in your day, and they can truly turn your day, like a good day, into an awful one. Like they really can. And these little minute bumps in our day have the power to just like overturn the entire day, or maybe even a week in some cases, or longer, who knows, depends, you know? And when these things happen, when things like this do happen, we really let it control our day, our mood, our mindset, things of that nature. But the thing is, like, those things that can, like, letting those things control us, it does nothing besides ruin your day or ruin your mindset or ruin a good mood. And like being annoyed that they happened is fine. You're human. Like, it's totally fine to have feelings. But for them to have the power to take over your mood or take over your life or take over your day, all that does is, well, like, take over your mood, take over your day. Like, that is the only thing it does for you. It only adds negative and makes the situation even worse. So when the uncontrollables do happen, like, sure, be like, oh, my eggs are all cracked. Like, that's so annoying. But then leave it there. Like, being annoyed about it or being mad about it, like, it's just so counterproductive. The only thing it's going to do is make you more miserable. Like, it already sucks that the eggs cracked. You don't have to make it worse on yourself by being upset for the whole day that your eggs are cracked. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't let this uncontrollable thing just become all-encompassing and be like, well, my eggs cracked, it's a bad day. It's not a bad day. Your eggs cracked, that sucks, but it's still a good day. It's a good day where your eggs cracked. Or honestly, it's a day. It doesn't even have to be a good day. It's a day, today my eggs cracked, that really sucked. Tomorrow's a new day, you know? So that is definitely an out for 2024. Another out for 2024 is not washing my hair every other day. So I feel like nowadays you see so much stuff online about like training your hair so you don't have to wash it as much, or how, like, about how washing your hair frequently is like bad for it or whatever. And okay, fine. Like, that could be true. I'm not a hairdresser. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist, whatever. Like, I don't know. Maybe that is true, like proven to be true. But I've tried it. And like, I've tried to go multiple days in between washing my hair, and it's fine. Okay, whatever. Like, it's not bringing anything negative into my life, I guess, but it's also not bringing anything positive. Like, it all it was giving me were days where my hair was greasy and felt gross, and it just like didn't make me feel good about myself. And like, I have a thing about feeling clean and like looking clean. I don't know, it's like sensory thing. Like, if I feel dirty, I like can't think straight, or like I can't do anything because all I'm thinking about is like how I feel dirty, or like, you know what I mean? Like, dirty hair especially like really gets to me. Like, I can't have like a productive day if I feel like my hair is dirty, because I just feel gross. I'm like, ew. Like, I just, I'm done with the day. Like, gross. Like, I don't know. I just personally can't do it. And the fact that it didn't bring anything positive into my life, like no life-changing hair transformations or anything like that, I was like, wait, literally, why am I doing this? Like, why am I going multiple days without washing my hair? Because people online say that it's better for your hair, but like, I'm not seeing any like crazy improvements to the point where it'd be worth it. Like, all I'm doing is like having greasy hair. And also, as someone with like acne prone skin, like sleeping and stuff with greasy hair is like not good. Like, especially like, I get a lot of acne on my cheeks, and like, I'm 100% sure that the oils from my hair are not helping my acne. You know what I mean? So I was like, why am I doing this? And so I started washing my hair every other day again, which is my preference. It's just like, I don't know, it's too annoying to wash my hair every day. And I feel like that would be damaging, because that would probably inherently mean probably more heat on my hair. I don't put heat on my hair every time I wash it, but like, I still do it often. And so I feel like if I was washing my hair every day, I'd probably just by nature be also putting heat on it more often. And it's just annoying to wash my hair every day. So like, every other day is my preference. And it, honestly, like, I feel like my hair feels better since doing that. Maybe it's because my hair isn't thin. Like, I have a lot of hair, but it's decently fine. And I feel like with my hair type, washing it more frequently just like works better for my hair. I don't know. It's completely undyed, and there's no reason I need to be like on a hair health journey. Like, my hair is healthy, and washing it every other day has just been working better for me. It's just like what I like, and I just feel so much better when my hair is clean, and just wasn't worth the grease for no real outcome. So washing my hair, or I should say not washing my hair every other day, is an out. The next out for 2024 is buying statement pieces. I'm kind of talking about like mostly clothing here. I need to preface by saying I'm not saying that I'll never buy any statement pieces, but I do feel like buying statement pieces is often like a waste of money and kind of impractical, especially for someone like myself, where like, I'm on camera a lot and taking pictures and videos a lot. And so like, if I repeat a basic in my closet a million times on my Instagram feed or whatever, like, it wouldn't be noticeable. In fact, I do. Like jeans, I repeat them all the time. Basic tank tops, repeat them all the time. It's not as obvious as like when you repeat a statement piece. Like I'm thinking about, I have this like beautiful jacket from Free People, and it's like this quilted red, just printed jacket. I am in love with it. It is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my entire life, but it is such a statement piece that I don't think I can post it on my feed for like a while again, because I've already posted it on my feed. And this sounds ridiculous, but like, I don't know. I just, as someone who does post online, like it's way more practical and way more cost effective to have more basics in my closet so that I can repeat them. Because if I'm only buying staples, like all I'm gonna wanna do is get more staple statement. Wait, did I say staple? I meant statement. But if I'm only buying statement pieces, I'm gonna wanna keep buying more and more because I'm like, oh, I've already worn this, blah, blah, blah. And it's super stupid. Like that's like so dumb and just stupid. Like it's such a waste. But even like aside from the social media point of it, if you have like a really out there, unique article of clothing, you're not gonna be able to wear it like in your day-to-day life. You're gonna need a special occasion. Like you can't wear this like gorgeous sequined ball gown to the grocery store. I mean, you could, but you're probably not gonna. But, you know, if you had a few good statement pieces and then mostly some basics, like you have like a really well-rounded closet, I feel like, in my opinion. And I don't know, it's definitely good to have some statement pieces and get them here and there, you know, just in case things come up, you have like an event or you like have a special occasion, whatever. But it's definitely not something you need to be getting a lot of. But then that leads me to like, I see those people on TikTok or even in real life who have just like really amazing, so cool, incredible style. And like every day they do wear their statement pieces. Okay, fine. For you guys, like do like live your truth, get as many statement pieces as you want because you're actually using them. But for someone like me, like most days I'm going to reach for the basics anyways. And then like I like to get the staple pieces or statement pieces because, you know, they make for a cool photo or whatever. But I can't wear them as much as my basics. You know what I'm trying to say? So I don't know. I feel like a closet full of statement pieces is a closet where you have nothing to wear, at least in my experience, because of everything I just said. So it is an out for 2024. And my very last out for 2024 is letting hate comments win. So this is definitely one that's like maybe more personal to me, but I think everyone has gotten at least one mean comment in their life, especially like on a platform like TikTok where anyone's videos can end up on anyone's For You page. And, you know, if your video gets on the For You page of a really bored, mean, unhappy person, like you're probably gonna get a hate comment or two. And I used to never want to delete any mean comments I got or like to block people when they left mean comments because I didn't want them to think they like got to me or that they won or whatever. Cause usually when there's people that are like leaving just like random hate comments, a lot of times they're doing it for any sort of attention or satisfaction. So even just like blocking them, sometimes that just like, it almost like excites them. And then I don't know. And I just didn't want to like enable that behavior. So if I didn't do anything at all, like they don't even know if I've seen it. They don't even know if it bothered me, but like blocking them or deleting the comment, like, In my past opinions, I've been like, well, that's them winning because they're gonna get satisfaction out of at least thinking that they hurt my feelings. You know what I mean? But honestly, like, there's no reason that I should even care about how these people that are leaving irrational mean comments on my stuff. Like, I shouldn't care what they think or feel when I delete their comment, or if they, like, I shouldn't care if they do think that they bothered me. Like, I don't know, if someone comments something mean on my video or my photo or whatever, I have the right to delete it, and I have the right to block the person and anything like that. Like, just as much as they have the right to comment that on whatever, like, I can also delete it and block them with all the same right, you know? And especially because sometimes people will just comment like the most outlandish things or like make up a random lie. Like literally the most random things ever where I'm like, how do you even think of that? Or how do you even have the time in your day to come up with that? But like, I don't know, how are you like so unhappy that you just like, not only did you come up with that, but then you also felt the need to comment it publicly just to like hurt and like break down a stranger. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm talking about the comments that are just so outlandish and like, literally how, like, why are you so unhappy and like, how? Like, how did you get here? You know what I mean? Comments like that, like, bye. Get off my page, and I have control of that. Like, I don't need to leave them up if they are hurtful or if they are untruthful or whatever it is. Like, I don't have to just keep them there and, you know, let other unhappy people feed into it. You know what I mean? That's how, like, I don't even know. That's how half the things you see online get started, because one mean comment turns into like, oh, people saw that. Whatever. Like, it's just stupid. And especially if, like, I'll see the same people on multiple platforms, on multiple videos, leaving hate comments over and over again. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, YouTube, when someone leaves a hate comment, or any comment, I can click on them and see every comment they've ever left on any of my videos. And so, like, I'll click on a hate comment, and they've just left, like, the craziest hate comments for years. Years, you guys. And I'm like, why are you still watching? Or like, why haven't you blocked me? If you hate me so much, like, why are you watching for years and continuing to leave hate comments? Like, here, I'll do you the favor, block. You know what I mean? Just like crazy comments of like the same accounts that just leave hate comments over and over again. I used to just leave them and like not give them the satisfaction of it, but I'm just like, 2024, I'm done. Like, if you leave a mean comment and it's like so unjustified, goodbye. Like, literally delete. If you're so outright mean or like spreading lies or whatever, block. I don't know. I know that like so many other creators have been doing that forever. Like, it's not groundbreaking, but like, if someone, or even honestly, especially on Snapchat, like, people will just, I guess because Snapchat's pretty like faceless for like people replying to my posts, but they'll just like say some really offensive things, especially like about diabetes. And a lot of times they're like kind of passive aggressive or backhanded, and sometimes they're not even outright mean, but I'm like, you know what? Block. Like, I don't know. And maybe that's just like childish of me, but that's honestly, I'm done letting, I just let these comments get to me way too much. And that's my out. I can't let these hate comments have control anymore. So that is for sure. Letting the hate comments out, or letting the hate comments win, is for sure an out for 2024. But anyways, that is all I have for today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you got maybe a little laugh or two, or maybe you guys got some inspo for some ins or outs for you guys for the year. If you guys are watching on YouTube, comment down below your ins and outs for the new year. I love you guys so much. Make sure you guys are following me on all my other social media. And I will talk to you guys and see you guys so super soon in the next episode. Bye.